We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, if you're just tuning in, you have missed two cuckoo calls. We've designated two of our callers today as cuckoo calls of the day. And we've highlighted those. If they're not up yet, they will be up on the Scoot page on our website, WWL.com. Go to the top menu, click on shows, click on my picture, and on demand will be on the right of that page. And you can find the cuckoo calls there. One is Tim, I think, and one is Bob. And I mean, I don't know what it is about this show, but I there's something interesting about some of the callers that we seem to attract. Anyway, you can check those out. I'll also post it on the SOTA. A Facebook page a little bit later after the show. So I mentioned earlier that I did not go to Queen last night with Adam Lambert. I'm getting some texts and some comments that he was just really awesome, some comments on Facebook that Adam Lambert was awesome, that the show was really great. I'm going to get to more of your comments coming up. Also, we've got another song that they apparently played last night going into this break. And I want to share some of my thoughts about Adam Lambert and what I saw in him before the concert last night. If you're just tuning in, we have been everywhere today. We've been talking about Trump retweeting a tweet that suggested that President Trump is the second coming of Christ and the King of Israel. He's seen by the people of Israel as the King of Israel. That has also led to some people going on social media calling him the Antichrist. Well, I don't think he's the second coming of Christ. I also don't think that Trump is the Antichrist. And this was a conversation that people were having with me when Barack Obama was president, finding ways to use the book of Revelation or use the Bible to point out these things about Obama. This is the reason that he is the Antichrist. Well, I didn't believe that. I think it's absurd, but this is the extent to which some people will go when it comes to criticizing somebody they don't like. It's very, very passionate. It's never been as passionate as it is today. We also talked about Mayor Cantrell's release of her new plan to fight gun violence. And, you know, I think we all need to think about things that we can do as individuals. And I don't know everything that we can do. But we need to take some responsibility ourselves and think about ways that we can help make this plan work. And I do admire her honesty. It's going to take a long time. But, Newell, let me find this figure here. 2017 is the most recent year for national government statistics. And in 2017, there were 157 murders in New Orleans. That's a rate of 39.5 murders per 1,000 residents. 136 of the 157 resulted from gun violence. So in that year, 2017, we had 39.5 murders per 100,000 people. Do you know what the national average is for that same year? 5.3 per 1,000 residents. Our rate is 7 times the national average. And we have ranked in the top 5 nationally in the murder rate every year since 1987. And I applaud Mayor Cantrell for coming up with a plan. I hope it's not too bureaucratically laden. I hope that there are moving parts and it does get to the community. And that's part of a plan 3. Part of plan 3 of her, there was like 3 main parts to it. Plan 3 was cure violence in New Orleans. And she says that we need to reduce the shootings by identifying situations where the likelihood of violence is high and engaging high-risk individuals in order to de-escalate the situations before violence occurs. And, you know, it shouldn't be your instinct to pull out a gun and solve the problems. Or to solve an argument, to settle something, or if somebody disrespects you. The first instinct should not be to pull out a gun. But unfortunately, that's the first instinct a lot of people have. If you want to join us with your comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Frank, thanks for hanging on. Welcome to the show.
Good evening, Scoot.
Hey, Frank.
I'd like to ask a question, sir.
Okay.
Most of these mass killings are done by young people?
Yeah.
Would you say they were young people?
I would say they were young
people.
All
back in the day when I was coming up, I never did see this kind of mass shootings going on. But I do know one thing for a fact. My mother watched everything I did. She made sure I did the right thing. And look, believe me when I tell you, nobody got more whippings than I got. Not to say I didn't love my mother. It's just that she taught me the right things and the wrong things to do. As far as people carrying guns, I think that's crazy. I really do. I think it's crazy. I'm not saying you shouldn't have guns. I have guns. I got shotguns. I used to hunt a lot. You know, I got a pistol I don't think I ever used. But the fact of the matter is, let me say, what would happen if your mother would have caught you playing with a gun at home? What would she have done?
She would have, honestly, my mom would have told my dad, and my dad would have done something about it, but... You know, I knew where my dad's gun was. I knew exactly where he kept it. And you know, look, I was picked on. I was not a big kid. I was a nerdy kid. You know, I had red hair and freckles. I mean, my God, I'm lucky to be alive today. So, I was picked on a lot, but it never occurred to me to go get his gun to solve a problem. And that's the instinct today, which is what's different.
I know if my mother would have saw me playing with a gun back in the day, oh, God. I'd have got a spanking so bad I wouldn't have been able to sit down.
Well, as long as
believe me, when I'm telling you, I'm thankful for that.
Well, as long as the consequence is taught, Frank. I mean, you're touching on the real problem, and that is that too often children are brought into the world, and they're not brought into the right environment. In fact, there's a couple in the news, I think from Slidell, that put cocaine on their 5-year-old son. And the police were called out. The woman's 23, the guy's 51. They put cocaine on this child. He didn't even know it was on him. And so this kid is like, you know, going to school with a large amount of cocaine. And I mean, I guess somebody was supposed to hook up with the kid and get the cocaine from his bag. And so they turned the kid into a messenger. You know, these people have been arrested.
Right.
But, I feel so sorry for this 5-year-old and people like this because they don't have a chance, and it's not their fault.
But the laws nowadays have changed. You can't spank your kid.
Yes, you can.
No matter what he did, you can't spank him.
Frank, you can.
Well, look.
I mean, can't spank your kid. There's so many things are misunderstood.
They'll call that cruelty to a child.
Who's they?
Okay, that's what it is.
Who's they?
I mean, the police or whoever made those laws.
Where did your mom spank you? I mean, maybe on the butt, but I mean,
on
like,
the butt.
What location? What was the?
Where were you?
What was the
put a book in your?
What was the setting? What was the set? I know she beat you on your butt, but where was the setting? Where did she spank you?
At home.
Okay.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and so the police aren't there.
Well, she'd correct me out in the street.
I get that.
But she wouldn't do nothing until I got home.
But Frank, if you raise a child properly from the beginning, and look, you know, there's no handbook for raising kids, and some kids are just going to go off on their own and be wild anyway. But if you raise a child from the beginning, then that child is going to be responsible enough to, if you do spank them, they're not going to call 911. They're not going to have this impression that you can't spank me. But this is something that can't start when the kid gets to be 13 years old. You have to instill this kind of respect for authority from the very, very beginning, and far too many people just don't give a damn. They don't care. And
I agree 100%.
Not the fault of these kids.
I agree.
Frank, I got to get to a break, man. I enjoyed our conversation. If you want to join us with your comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Also, President Trump is now all over the place when it comes to background checks, just like after the Parkland, Florida shooting. He talked about background checks, stronger background checks. Well, apparently the NRA had a little conversation with him after Parkland. And apparently they had a little conversation with him yesterday. Wayne LaPierre of the NRA apparently had this conversation with President Trump. And so now he's kind of backing off stronger background checks. But again, he's all over the place. Here's our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll question. Do you think the president should push for universal background checks? Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. I wasn't there last night, and I saw some video of Adam Lambert before the concert. And I saw him in shows leading up to this concert last night. Look, first of all, if you went and enjoyed it, I'm happy for you. But I had some things to do, and it wasn't something that I felt like I had to see. I would have loved to have seen Brian May and Roger Taylor. But Adam Lambert, he seemed to be a little, as great as his voice is, it seemed to be a little too much like karaoke. And that bothered me. Now, again, if you thought he was awesome, that's great. I'm just giving you my opinion of what I saw before. I'm sure structure-wise, format-wise, I'm sure as far as the lights and everything, musical, I'm sure it was a great show. But I was really bothered by what I saw with Adam Lambert, as much as I think he's talented. And also, I had done, about a year ago, I'd done an interview with a guy who was the Freddie Mercury in a Queen cover band. Well, in a cover, a Queen tribute band. They were at Harrah's, did an interview with this guy, put it on our website. This guy was so phenomenal in terms of looking like and sounding like Freddie Mercury that when I saw Adam Lambert actually with Queen in video, to be honest with you, something was missing. But if you went and had a great time, apparently this is one of the songs you heard. I love when bands continue to play politically incorrect songs. All right, you have a comment. Our number is 260-1870. Our text is 870-870. I'm Scoot. We're coming right back. This is WWL. Yeah, there were those people who thought President Obama was the Antichrist. The Antichrist, by the way, for those of you who don't know, the Antichrist is the human personification of Satan, kind of like Christ was the human personification of God. And so Satan, the Antichrist, it's all tied together. When this comparison, President Trump and the Second Coming of Christ was made, there were people who went to Facebook said he's the Antichrist. I don't think he's the Antichrist. I mean, that's ridiculous. And Obama wasn't the Antichrist either. All right, if you want to join us, our number is 260-1870. Text is 870-870. I just found out there's an article. We just came across an article. Okay, you know, the Sewage and Water Board gets blamed for a lot of things. And a lot of stuff has been their fault. But it's not all their fault. Because we put a lot of junk down there. Maybe not you or me, but we as a city, we put a lot of junk down there. Mardi Gras beads, I mean, tons and tons of Mardi Gras beads have been extracted from the drains. These clog up the drains. Well, on Jefferson Davis Parkway, near Lafitte Greenway, two cars were taken from the drainage. There were two separate cars in the drainage. The Sewage and Water Board had to remove that. Now, that is not the Sewage and Water Board's fault. That's our fault. Here's an update on our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll question. Do you think the president should push for universal background checks? 74% say yes, and 26% say no. I'm with the yeses on this one. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. A couple of comments about Queen. Here's a text that says, Scoot, I went to the show and had a great time, but I do agree with you. At times, it was a little contrived, but he was honest about it. Yes, Adam Lambert apparently did say, and I mentioned I was not there, Adam Lambert did say that I'm paying tribute to Freddie Mercury. I'm not Freddie Mercury. And that was really a smart thing for him to do. But, you know, I saw some things in the video of him with Queen, and I was disappointed. So, you know, if you went last night and had a great time, that's great. From the North Shore, Larry, welcome to our show.
How are you?
Hey, Larry.
Hey. Oh, got a couple of comments, Scoot.
Okay.
President Trump, the law that he's wanting to pass when we have open borders and people come in and they take care of themselves, you know, they're able to work and they're not a burden on the taxpayer. I worked, I don't know how to be politically correct, but it was a Mexican. He was a very nice guy. Worked with him several years. He spoke broken English. But when he done his taxes each year, he had a little problem with filling them out and making sure he got to the right place.
I've got news coming up. So what happened in the end, Larry?
Well, he would get anywhere between $10,000 and $11,000 back each year. He had four children here, and he didn't pay anything for having them born here and any medical.
Well, a lot of people get a lot. I've got to get to do's here. But did he not deserve the $10,000 or $11,000 back?
Well, not with the money. He made more money than I did. He worked production, yeah. And he made a lot of money. And I just think that.
Yeah, well, look, sometimes it doesn't seem fair. Larry, I have to leave it there. I've got news coming up. More on that when we come back. Another song from the Queen concert last night. If you were there, I hope you did enjoy it. So, Larry, the caller we just had was talking about this Mexican that he worked with, and he said that he was sounding suspicious about the guy getting back $10,000 or $11,000 in his taxes. Well, unless he knows he did something wrong, it's possible to get $10,000 or $11,000 back in your taxes. If taxes are taken out and you file your income taxes, it's possible. Look, if the guy's cheating, just like if American citizens cheat, well, they should be busted. So there's really, unless I, you know what he did, I really don't know how to really comment on that. From Slidell, Buck, you're on WWL. Hey, Buck. Hello, Buck. All right, I don't know what happened to Buck. Let's go to Metairie and Pierre. Welcome to the show.
Hey, I can do better than Buck did.
Okay. Well, you're not up against a lot of competition. So far, you know, just by saying hello, you're beating Buck.
That's right. Okay, it's only from here to the top. You know, the ATF has a standard form that is used. The ATF, what's called the 4473. It is a standard, exhaustive, complete form that licensed firearms dealers use. Now, the question in my mind is, what is a universal backgrounds check? And let me quibble with one thing you've said earlier. In the last several days, really in the last 10 days, I have not seen President Trump all over the place. I have seen him say several times he is in favor of meaningful background checks. He has never said that he supports universal background checks. And I believe the reason is because that phrase at the moment doesn't really have a meaning.
Yeah, and Pierre, for the record, I never said Trump said that. I'm asking the question, should he support universal background checks? But I understand the point you're making,
are they?
Well, it implies that in every sale of a gun, no matter where the gun is sold or transferred, mm-hmm. there's a background check. I mean, that's what universal implies.
Because there are certain circumstances, certain transactions that are not subject to the background check.
Why not?
But don't ask me.
Should they be?
I think there should be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there should be. Now, I'll tell you this. I have guns in my house that were given to me by fathers, grandfathers, mm-hmm. relatives, friends. Either they had passed away, they didn't want them, et cetera. They simply got handed over to me. There are many ways, I think, that guns are transferred from one person to another that you really could never have a background check done as a practical matter because the transaction itself isn't known to anyone.
Right, and I would think
beyond that,
I think there are situations like that where there can be an exception.
Yeah, talking about a sale, yes. And I've heard that there are no such checks at gun shows, for example. Well, there should be. I agree. In the Wall Street Journal today, there's an interesting story about how sales of guns on Facebook escape scrutiny of mm-hmm. Facebook because of the way the item is described. For example, the seller will call it a case or a box, mm-hmm. show a picture. And it's clearly a picture of the box that the gun came in. So you know what you're buying, but the Facebook bell doesn't go off because of that. This is computer generated.
Yeah, that's so.
Is there anyone really watching the store over there?
That's cheating. So when sometimes words are used and they don't specifically mean what they come to mean. But in the case of universal background checks, I'm just talking about background checks for the transfer or the sale of guns in the situations that you said you agree with background checks mm-hmm. in those situations. And I agree with that. But no, I know that President Trump never said universal background checks, but that is our question. Should he support that?
Well, let me ask you another question. If I pass my universal background check and it is as exhaustive as a colonoscopy, would it not be appropriate for me to be able to carry a gun in all of the places where federal and state law will say that I cannot carry a gun, for example, onto an airplane? If I've passed a background check, I should be pretty well off.
Well, you can make that argument, but that's not legal precedent.
Ain't going to happen, I know.
Right. I mean, you could certainly make that argument. And I know there are people that agree with you. I mean, there are a few people who even think that they should be able to take guns into bars.
Yeah, there are other problems with that. The law is only as good as the enforcement.
There's no people. And Pierre, there is no solution that's going to make us 100% safe. But if there are things that we can do to make us safer, kind of like, you know, look, do you think anybody you've driven on the I-10 in New Orleans East? I mean, why do we even have a speed
that's
limit?
More dangerous than walking into a bar with a loaded pistol.
Why do we have a speed limit out there? I mean, we might as well just drop the speed limit because nobody is going to follow the speed limit. But we put the speed limit up because, well, some people are going to follow. It's not going to stop people from speeding, but it's just what we do as a society to set up certain criteria. And so the speed limit is there, even though it's not going to stop people from speeding.
Scoot, you've hit a pet peeve of mine, enforcement of the law. Enforcement is so lacking at so many levels in society. Speeding is just one of them.
Yeah.
I mean, New Orleans East, the speed limit is the minimum speed posted, not the maximum.
you're right about that. I mean, when I head in that direction, it's just, you know, you can go 75 miles an hour and people are really literally flying by you. Pierre, I've got a break coming up. Look, man, I enjoyed our conversation. I appreciate the call. And I think that our conversation really does explain how complicated this whole issue is, but it shouldn't stop us from trying to talk about it. I'm Scoot. We're coming back. This is WWL. We're setting the record straight. President Trump is not the devil in disguise. He's not the Antichrist. Although, you know, I got to tell you that a long time ago, there was a story told about a man, and he claimed to be the Son of God, and he ended up being killed, in part because of that claim, because that was heresy. I guess that was against the law. And there were people who didn't realize who he was until after. So, you know, I guess we have to sit back and go, you know, we really don't know if Trump is the second coming of Christ. We can have our thoughts and beliefs, but a long time ago, a lot of people said, hey, this guy, he's not right. And then there were people who went to social media and said, well, Trump's the Antichrist. Well, I don't believe that either. President Trump, talking about Denmark, this was earlier today, you know, the president wanted to buy Greenland, and Denmark said no.
All they had to do is say, no, we'd rather not do that, or we'd rather not talk about it. Don't say what an absurd idea that is.
Well, you know, President Trump himself is not one for holding back on his words. And he pretty much says what's on his mind, and Denmark pretty much said what's on their mind, and somehow that insulted President Trump. But the idea of buying Greenland was rejected immediately when Denmark, who owns Greenland, said, no, that's absurd. I mean, it was absurd. From Homa, Thomas, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
You're a music lover, so here's a little bit. Queen last night was just unbelievable. I saw them in the News of the World Tour at Municipal Auditorium. I got to see Freddie Mercury in person twice, mm-hmm. once 10 feet away at Municipal, Baton Rouge.
Wow.
But Brian Lambert, Roger Taylor, and Brian May, whoever was there, was treated to a very special night.
I'm glad to hear that, because when I saw a video before leading up to the concert, I thought, I never saw Queen, and it's one of the few groups that I never saw, and I would have loved to have been back there in those days when they were at the Municipal Auditorium. I saw so many people early in their careers, but Queen's one of the ones that I never did see. But I don't know, there was something missing for me, but I'm glad you had a great time. I am.
Great time. My wife had a great time. There were people who were crying. It was such a great production, and it was so good to see Brian May, who is 72 years old, playing a guitar like he was 17, and Roger Taylor, who's 70, playing drums like he's 18 as well.
Well, I love that. We talk about that a lot on the show when the Stones were here, and when other performers have gotten older and they're still performing. I talk about that a lot. I think that is just such an endearing quality for, the rockers from the 60s.
Well, thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it. Right. I just wanted to give a shout out for one of the best concerts I've ever seen.
Thomas, I appreciate that. Glad you enjoyed it. Here's an update on our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll. Do you think President Trump should push for universal background checks? 75% say yes. 25% say no. And by the way, we've got a story on our website. Sean Payton says they're planning on playing Drew Brees against the Jets this weekend. Stories on our website at WWL.com. Kenny, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. I was calling. I've had a lot of thoughts on this gun issue, as many people have. And one of my things has always been, why don't we insure people who buy guns, have them buy insurance, just like people who have to, get a car and get car insurance, be licensed to drive. I think that might, make people think a little bit about buying guns and the type of guns you buy, just like the type of car you buy, the type of insurance you need to carry.
Yeah.
I don't know why they would do that.
Well, we know, again, nothing's going to really solve the problem, but that does make, in a lot of ways, it makes logical sense. And I can't answer the question as to why that is not the case, except that, the NRA has such a hold on the cojones of this country and decisions that are made involving guns, that their power is disproportionate to the percentage of the membership that they make up in this country. And it really is about the money. And they do not act on the best interest of Americans. They act on the best interest of gun owners and the gun manufacturers. And so, they're going to stop anything like that would even come up. So, it seemed like President Trump sort of crawfished a little bit with the idea of stronger background checks right after the shootings in Dayton and El Paso. And he apparently had a meeting with the NRA Vice President Wayne LaPierre. All right, a kickoff to the season, Houdat Nation Rally and Music Festival. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, September 6th, 7th, and 8th. It's going to be at the grounds of the, basically it's LaSalle Park in Metairie. It's the grounds of the Jefferson Performing Arts Center. The producers, Cowboy Mouth, Supercharger, The Power Generation, playing the music of Prince. That's some of Prince's band. The Family Stone, The Top Cats. And then Friday night, a tribute to Dr. John, Art Neville, Alan Toussaint, and Fats. Irma Thomas and Deacon John participating in that. The official Houdat Rally and Music Fest is presented by Bud Light. And also, you can get tickets for the VIP shows in the Jefferson Performing Arts Center. Saturday, it's the Guess Who, and Sunday afternoon, starting at 4:30, it's Blood, Sweat, and Tears. That's going to be in the Jefferson Performing Arts Center. You can get all the information you need by going to this website, whodatnationevents.com. I'm Scoot. We're coming back. It was on this day, August the 21st, 1972, Grace Slick was sprayed with mace, and bandmate Paul Kantner was slammed to the floor by police following a chaotic show by Jefferson Airplane in Akron, Ohio. A bomb threat had been called in. Fans threw rocks at police, and officers responded with tear gas. It's those damn baby boomers. They just didn't know how to go to concerts and have fun without causing violent acts. Sports Talk is coming up next. Bobby Deuce and Christian will talk about the Saints as they resume practice and get ready for the New York Jets this weekend. And you'll hear from Coach Payton and some key players. We are out of time. Join me on Facebook. I'm on Facebook at Scoot on the Air, S-O-T-A, Scoot on the Air. That's also my Instagram account. Really, those two social media outlets are an extension of this show. And we get into a lot of great conversations there. Also, don't forget to check out our website, WWL.com. scootpage.com and go to the Scoot page. I've checked on menu shows. Go to the Scoot page. And on the right there, under On Demand, we've got two cuckoo calls from today. And, man, this was just this was a fun show with those calls. I want to thank our program director, Diane Newman, our show producer, Helen Centeni, and our studio producer, Ian Hoke. Thank you for being part of our show. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.